6:32 this evening. Also for tomorrow's sunrise, or this morning's sunrise, just after 7, around 7:05. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.18. No precipitation today. And right now, we're at our overnight low of 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. It's 31 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel commemorating a year since the October 7th terror attacks with vigils across the country. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is in Tel Aviv.
Somber ceremonies in Israel marking 1 year since Hamas launched a surprise cross-border attack, killing more than 1,200 people. Family and friends of victims gathered at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where more than 300 people were killed. Holding a moment of silence at 6:59 this morning, the exact moment Hamas launched the attack.
The Israeli bombing since that day has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out. It went to a couple of Americans for their work in mRNA gene therapy. Hurricane Milton on its way to Florida's Gulf Coast. It could strike near the population centers of Tampa and Orlando on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Many areas still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. And it's the first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court is back in session. This is ABC News. Pope Francis adding to the College of Cardinals.
Mindful that Francis turns 88 in December and he's had health issues in recent years, his move of naming 21 new cardinals significantly increases the size of the body that will determine who will follow him. It's the biggest infusion of voting age cardinals into the college in his 11-year time as head of the Catholic Church. Among the new appointees, none from the U.S. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Vanderbilt University now facing a hefty fine after its huge win over Alabama over the weekend.
That is going to do it. Storm the field, Doris. Storm the field.
Well, they did. Plenty of people, as Andrew Allegretta was making the call on Learfield Sports. Flooding the field got the school a $100,000 fine from the SEC. The fans didn't care. They ripped down the goalposts and dumped them into the Nashville River. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Are you looking for top quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction features farmer John Doherty from Dodgeville in his annual fall dispersal. 22 stall barn cows milking well, including two fresh Jerseys and a two-month-old bull calf. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, breadback cows, first calf heifers, and more. For the latest listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your go-to source for top-notch cattle.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital. Jordan Love bounced back from the first pick six of his career to throw a pair of touchdown passes to Tucker Kraft in the second half as the Green Bay Packers rallied for a 24-19 victory over the Rams yesterday. It was a big day for football, including a game in London. Minnesota beat the Jets as the Vikings stay unbeaten and a victory 23-17 over New York. In overtime, Baltimore 41, Cincinnati 38. The Bears beat Carolina 36-10. Houston 23, Buffalo 20. Jacksonville 37-34 over Indianapolis. Miami 15, New England 10. Washington 34, Cleveland 13. Arizona 24, San Francisco 23. Denver over Las Vegas 34-18. The Giants 29, Seattle 20. And Dallas beat Pittsburgh 20-17 last night in a game that was delayed by nearly 90 minutes because of severe weather. In the National League playoffs, Philadelphia 7, the Mets 6, San Diego 10-2 over the Dodgers. From the WNBA, New York 76, Las Vegas 62, Connecticut over Minnesota 92-82, the final score. And that is an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 66 with sunshine, west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly clear and chilly for tonight. Patchy frost possible, a low of 38. Nice again with mostly sunny skies and a high of 70 tomorrow. Wednesday, low 70s. Mid-70s Thursday and possibly low 80s by Friday. A high of 66 Saturday. Currently in Richland Center, after the early reading today in the upper 50s, the temperature, the bottom fell out, that's for sure. We're at 32 degrees. The frost advisory in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 this morning. As you get gussied up for work, it'll be a little chilly out in the yard with suds in the bucket.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past 9. But when her prince pulled up, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years of stuffing walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line.
prints pulled up. A white pickup truck, plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time. And you can't stop love.
Sarah Evans on this Monday morning, October 7th. Phil Nee with you. We have some info to get you in the know. Chances to win a little bit later on as well. The Jimmies will be in Richland Center this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. And some tickets for you a little bit later on today. Plus our regular trivia games along the way today. Here is T.G. Shepherd.
Sorry, I have to cancel the plans you made. I got a weekend business trip out to L.A. She drives him to the airport, watches till he boards the plane. To pay for the credit cards and to rock and roll. Parks her Mercedes round back, cause her name's on the license plate. She steps into another life as she walks through the door. Then she melts into his arms as they dance out across the floor. And she's got one for the money, pay for the credit cards and to the rock and roll. One gave her a wedding ring and a new car that she drives, but two gives her the feeling she needs that one money can't buy. Another wild lover's weekend ends too soon. And when they open up the blinds a Sunday afternoon, she wishes it could last forever, and he's begging her to stay. That one's money came back, and she's got one for the money.
I sure do hope this is a long night. cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes I'm falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. Sleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting better, tender little kiss. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low. With nothing on but the radio.
Nothing on but the radio. Yeah, we'll have to play some warm songs then, I guess. Anyway, we're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. A clear morning here in southwest Wisconsin. It is 19 minutes after 6.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Ew. can't get rid of that lingering, musty smell? Does your family avoid the basement like the plague?
I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Don't let your basement stay musty. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement water issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that smell makes your family run, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root causes of your wet basement. 877-4-WET-FIX, online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hopefully you had a chance to take the scenic drive and stop out to Oakwood during their customer appreciation days over the weekend. But if not, anytime. It's fun to just take a little drive out there. Leaves starting to look a little bit more colorful as well. It probably will now after we get down here in frost conditions in a lot of areas. Places even chillier than us this morning. We're at 31 degrees here in Richland.
I sell my soul.
But if I told you I loved you, would it make you wanna stay?
coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. I wanna, is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
Brian Kelly on WRCO Radio. See you next summer. It's 31 degrees in Richland Center. Happy fall day today.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
From October 9th to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. The forecast calls for sunshine to partly cloudy and a high of 66 today. Also for tonight, clear and chilly with patchy frost possible, a low of 38 degrees. In Richland Center, our current temperature reading is at 31, and that is so far today's overnight low. Some chillier temperatures in some areas, but right there is where we stand so far at the WRCO studios. An update is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. It was a day over the weekend in which there were a higher than number of emergency calls from Camp Randall Stadium over the weekend of the Badger game. While the team trounced Purdue on a beautiful fall afternoon, paramedics and police were busy in the stands with 43 first aid calls and 26 total ejections from the stadium. There were 9 arrests, 7 for throwing objects as well. 5 people were taken from the stadium by ambulance and 2 were sent to detox from the Badger game on Saturday. It was a big win for Wisconsin over Purdue, as mentioned. Back in Wisconsin over the weekend, former President Donald Trump rallied supporters at the Dodge County Airport in Juneau with another message. He said our country will be over if he loses in November. He urged voters in Wisconsin and the entire Midwest to turn out in record numbers to avoid this miserable fate for America. The Republican presidential candidate called migrants the major threat to the United States, referring to them as horrible people that are destroying the country. He was joined on stage by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who said he's spoken with thousands of Wisconsinites, many with tears in their eyes, who want to thank the former president for running. Trump, who spoke for nearly 2 hours, used part of his time to repeat false statements about the federal response to Hurricane Helene, claiming the federal government is not there. President Joe Biden will be back in Wisconsin coming up tomorrow.
Biden is holding a White House event in Milwaukee focused on creating jobs to replace lead pipes. He'll follow that with a trip to the Philadelphia area to campaign for Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey. Biden had delayed his travel due to Hurricane Helene response, the now-resolved East Coast longshoremen's strike, and Iran's attack on Israel. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The search for a new Madison school superintendent cost over $100,000. New superintendent Joe Gothard was hired this year following a nationwide search. The Madison native is nationally recognized for his work as superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools in neighboring Minnesota. But the State Journal reports the district had to spend over $100,000 to find him. Between consultants, travel, and hotels, Gothard will be making just under $300,000 a year to lead the district. The chair of the Federal Trade Commission stopped in Madison to discuss the economy. Lena Kahn says the FTC is keeping an eye on what it calls surveillance pricing, where companies may be able to charge each person a different price based on what they know about you. Kahn says in food and agriculture, more markets are being controlled by fewer companies. Kahn was joined by Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan and a Dane County business owner during the stop. As temperatures start to cool off for good in the area, pest control specialists are sharing tips on how to keep little critters out of your home. With the colder weather, pests like bees, mice, and spiders may start to look for ways into your home as they seek shelter in warmer areas. Specialists say the best way to keep those critters out is to take preventative steps early, like ensuring windows and pipes around the home are sealed. Experts also recommend traps and chemical deterrents if those critters find ways to get inside and keep doing that. Vernon County is seeking 3 representatives from the county watersheds interested in serving on the Flood Mitigation Alliance Committee. Preference will be given to representatives from active watershed groups. Goals for the Flood Mitigation Alliance include building relationships between landowners, conservation groups, producer-led watershed groups, and county, local, state, and federal partners. Outreach to landowners to encourage best management practices to address rainfall rainfall and runoff to increase infiltration. Educate landowners on funding sources available to implement best management practices, support high-risk areas to mitigate flooding, and promote sustainable land use policies and practices that inform state and federal litigation. Also, the committee will report to Vernon County's Land Conservation and Education Committee. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrator Coordinator Cassandra Hanan at cassandra.hanan@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Viroqua at 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than October 9th. Today, Monday Coffee Connect, virtual support to fill your caregiving cup, will be held. And each Monday through October from 10 until 11. Connect with local dementia specialists virtually from the comfort of your home. Join to ask questions, gain support, and brainstorm strategies to get through this time together. Register by calling Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country at 608-548-3954. And a reminder, our Red Cross Blood Drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
The forecast for today calls for sunshine to partly cloudy and a high of 66. West winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly clear and chilly tonight. Patchy frost possible, a low of 38. Tuesday, nice again with mostly sunny skies, a high of 77. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, 72. A high of 75 expected Thursday. And Friday, 81. By Saturday, 66 degrees for a high. Right now in Richland Center, after temperatures were mainly in the 60s yesterday across the area, 65 the high here at the studios on the day. Right now, the winds are light and variable, and after an earlier reading this morning in the upper 50s, we're down to 31 degrees.
This Friday night, don't miss an incredible evening of live music at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show kicks off at 7. Headlining the night are the Jimmies, an award-winning blues band that's been bringing people together from coast to coast, Europe, Canada, and even the Caribbean since 2010. Opening for the Jimmies is the talented Annie and the Crush, promising an electrifying start to the night. Tickets are just $20 for general seating, so grab yours today before they're gone. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is thrilled to present the Fall Blues Show in this iconic venue. Get ready for a night of unforgettable music, only at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Friday night. Come for the night.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local schedule for tonight, a look back on Sunday football as well.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Today in local football, it will be Riverdale hosting Boscobel in JV football, and Richland Center in JV action will play at River Valley today. The Richland Center varsity soccer team will host Wisconsin Heights. That's a 5 o'clock varsity contest going on at Avitus Rip Field. Eight-player football has Belmont playing at Kickapoo High School against Kickapoo Lafarge. The Royal Ithaca JV game has been postponed. Over the weekend, eight-player football, it was a low-scoring eight-player game. On Saturday, Kickapoo Lafarge defeated Wanigawoc Weston by a score of 8-3. Jordan Love threw a pair of second-half touchdowns to tight end Tucker Kraft as the Packers rallied for a 24-19 victory over the Rams Sunday. Kraft had four catches for a career-high 88 yards. Josh Jacobs had 19 carries for 73 yards and scored his first touchdown with the Packers in the first quarter. For the Rams, Kyren Williams ran the ball 22 times for 102 yards and a touchdown. The Packers have beaten the Rams 9 times in their last 10 regular season meetings. The team needed to bounce back after an early deficit. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
That's the mindset you have to have, whether it's in football or in life. I mean, there's going to be some things that happen to you and that are out of your control, and the only thing you can control is how you respond to everything. And I think, you know, specifically with Jordan, I think that's one of his superpowers, and we've seen it since the day he got drafted. Is, you know, he just doesn't blink when the pressure comes, and I think last year was pretty indicative of that.
Green Bay is home Sunday to take on Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Also, concerning the Packers looking ahead, Romeo Doubs, who was suspended for the over-the-weekend game by the team, should be back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. So I fully anticipate him coming back, and I'm hopeful that he'll come back and get ready to work. And, you know, like, distractions happen in the National Football League. Distractions happen in life. And you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
Elsewhere, yesterday, the Vikings stayed unbeaten with a victory against the Jets, 23-17. Baltimore over Cincinnati, 41-38 in overtime. The Bears beat Carolina, 36-10. Houston, 23. Buffalo, 20. Jacksonville beat Indianapolis, 37-34. Miami over New England, 15-10. Washington, 34. Cleveland, 13. Arizona, 24. And San Francisco, 23. Denver beat Las Vegas, 34-18, the Giants 29, Seattle 20. And last night, Dak Prescott hit Jalen Tolbert with a 4-yard touchdown with 20 seconds remaining, and the Dallas Cowboys slipped past the Steelers 20-17 early Monday. The Cowboys won their second straight after Prescott overcame a mistake-filled night to lead a 70-yard drive that ended with Prescott finding a lunging Tolbert just across the goal line on fourth down. The start was delayed nearly 90 minutes due to severe weather and lightning. The game ended at 12:59 a.m. Eastern time, so just before midnight our time, and so they did get it in last night. There was talk of moving it to tonight. Dodger Stadium fans tossed baseballs, apparently at San Diego left fielder Jerickson Profar, and then threw trash that caused a 12-minute wait between pitches during the seventh-inning National League Division Series Game 2. Profar had robbed Mookie Betts of a home run in the first inning, reaching into the stands behind the low left field wall. As Betts rounded the bases, Profar hopped up and down for several seconds back to the plate before showing he caught the ball. With San Diego leading 4-1 and Yu Darvish warming up for the bottom of the seventh, fans appeared to be yelling at the player and a ball was thrown. LeBron James and his son Bronny made NBA history when they played together for the first time during the Lakers preseason game against Phoenix. LeBron and Bronny are the first father and son to play in any NBA game at the same time, let alone on the same team. The James family's remarkable moment coincided with Bronny's 20th birthday. Elsewhere, the 9th-rated Badger women's volleyball team rolled past 25th-rated Washington in three sets Sunday. The Badgers hit 486 on the day. Sarah Franklin had a match-high 12 kills, and Anna Smrek added 10 kills. The Badgers will return to action on Friday night, starting at 7, as they welcome Maryland to the UW Fieldhouse. Bobby Portis led the way for the Bucks with 16 off the bench, but Milwaukee fell short in a 120-87 game against the Detroit Pistons, opening up the NBA preseason. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh, steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who for everyone who works behind the scenes. You can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns, working together like spokes inside a wheel. They keep this country turning around. Hello, Sweetfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, let me thank you for your time.
Oh, yes, a song for the working folks today. Alabama on WRCO FM 100.9. We need some warm thoughts on a morning in which the temperature continues to drop here. I had some frost on the vibe windows this morning. That means I have to start getting some junk out of the way in the garage so I can get my car in. It's pushing me. I didn't know that it would be this early, but I guess typically we do get frost this time of year. So going to have to get that, put that on the to-do list for this week. At least get the front wheels in enough to get the front window in so it's not frosty in the morning.
In the Bible, I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm.
One foot in the fire, and I still can't tell. Am I halfway undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
That was Jelly Roll, WRCO Radio. Hey, that Jelly Roll sounds pretty good right now. We got some old donuts, I think, don't we?
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Hank.
Yep.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
100.9 WRCO. She probably goes to church and hungover in a pew. Good old
probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you,
good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet you don't get loud, bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress, acting my best, hurting my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like hell, finding myself like a light bulb, lighting up the neon truth. Vanilla ain't me, it ain't ever gonna be. It's crazy to see that she looks good on me. Drinking therapy, good on me. But I'm back in those shorts that you said were trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. Did my best, hurting my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like hell, finding myself like a light bulb, lighting up the neon truth. Vanilla ain't me, it ain't ever gonna be. It's crazy to see that she looks good on you, good on you, good on you.
She looks
good on you, good on you, good on you.
Priscilla Block, WRCO Radio, getting ready to get on the road again on a Monday morning with Willie Nelson.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.